I've got to ask you this because it is so current and so sadly tragic as well. A lot of people are talking about this death count possibly even going up to 400,000 from the 117,000 they see now. Do you see that as a strong possibility?
Yeah, and that's because of the sewage and the pestilence and, you know, and the dead bodies that are not getting, you know, buried properly. It, I mean, it's just one of the most horrible catastrophes. The tragedy is, I think we're going to see more and more of these. I think that we're going to have these terrible eruptions everywhere. You know, we're in a polar tilt, and, you know, I was watching the news the other night, and it said that the Earth is now in a wobble.
Yes. Yeah, and if that happens.
And, you know, and when the Earth's in a wobble, then we have the warming trend, we have more tsunamis, we have more earthquakes, you know. It's just, you know, I don't want to be negative, but I just think we only have about 80 more years, I do think. And I don't want to be like all these doomsday prophets, but I think we're just at the end of time.
Well, what happens after that 80-year period, Sylvia?
Well, we all go back home, and then I think that another planet swings into place, possibly Mercury, and the whole cycle or schematic could start all over again.
On this planet?
No. Probably Mercury or Venus or whatever would swing into place.
Really? So you think at least for this planet...
Yeah,
that
I think we've just doomed it. I mean, I know we're worried about terrorists, but, you know, George, the problem is we're the terrorists of this planet. I mean, we've just, you know, we've thrown cigarette butts and beer cans and aerosols and God knows what all. And I think that's why, like you were saying earlier, I think that's why we're going to get a lot of visitation from outer space beings, because I think they colonized us in the first place. And I think they're coming back to say, more or less, what in the hell did you do here?
Are these things, Sylvia, when you see them, that will be or might be?
No, I am convinced. And you know what? At first, I was hesitant. I thought, well, maybe I can't see that far. Or maybe I'm just blanked out, you know?
Right, right.
But after doing so much research, and it dawned on me one day, I thought, why am I now, because I am a reincarnationist, why am I now in the last 20 years seeing, you know, sometimes things are so simple, they're right in front of you, you're too dumb to see them. Why am I seeing more people now that are on their last life? Well, I'll tell you why they're on their last life. It's because there's no more lives to, you know, I mean, there's nothing to come back to.
Sylvia, I've never heard you down this much.
I know.
Maybe it'll change.
Maybe
a new revelation hits and think something dramatic changes this planet. I mean, can't what if the right individuals, the right, you know, I don't want to get into politics, but what if this planet was surrounded by the right kinds of people? Could that change things?
Sure, I think any positive energy can elevate, you know, the whole. You see, I think we're surrounded by such a negative pal. I mean, certainly you're on, you know, with people all the time. And you must see that people are a bit more down than they used to be. I mean, it's not that I'm not a positive person, because I figure, well, if it's the end of times, then we all go home together, so that's not a bad thing. But I'm seeing more people that are more tired, they're more depressed. It's almost like there's a futility that just surrounded the planet. And I don't mean here, because I travel the world. I mean, Turkey, Greece. I mean, people are just down.
Well, I tell you one thing that I'm going to be doing, Sylvia, for in the not-too-distant future and on into the future. I'm going to keep surrounding this program with positive energy, and we'll keep delivering it. Maybe we'll help make a change.
Well, I think that's what we call the harmonic convergence. You know, I think that those of us that are spiritual enough are trying to lift the energy of the planet.
Your new book, the one that's out now, is called Lessons for Life, the one that I have an advanced copy of, Secrets and Mysteries. I think that comes out, what, next month?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This one, Lessons for Life, let's talk a little bit about this.
Well, because I really wanted people, speaking about this again, to, you know, because they're carrying so much stuff with them, and am I spiritual? Am I, you know, what am I going to do about my guilt, and am I... you know, sin-ridden and all that. And I just wanted to give them a 7-week course to get rid of some of this stuff. You know, it's sort of like a vaccination, a spiritual vaccination. And if they do it week by week and get rid of some of the guilt that has been put on us, and I don't mean just by religion, but even sociologically or let's say religionistically, then people feel better.